And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weinihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Salam. Shalom. Peace. From the entertainment capital of the post-constitutional rodeo hamburger industrial complex, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show, and with good reason, it remains the only commercial vegan radio show. I've been saying that, the behavior of Bush and Cheney, for example, are evidence of the presence of the human form of mad cow disease in our society. You know, proof of that comes from this little article that was handed to me that came off of the Common Dreams news center that appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle. It says here, it's time for a serious change. When the President of the United States actually mutters the infantile, instantly infamous line, quote, "Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we," end quote. Well, I think that Patriot Act comes into play there. By the way, today's show, because I've had such a frantic week, I mean, I ran down to San Diego, you know, most people go down there for a day of relaxation. I went down there, you know, to get arrested and then back up and sitting all week in the courtroom where Julie Mescal was being victimized by the most outrageous miscarriage of justice that I have witnessed since my first trial when I was arrested for amplified sound at the LA Sports Arena a few years ago, protesting Ringling Brothers' cruelty to animals. So today's show, since I'm just exhausted this week from, I'm also in a state of shock from the decision in the Mescal case, but so I'll just say that this week's show is produced by Carol, Kobe, Evelyn, Maureen, Ross, and Wanda, all of whom were sitting there watching the trial also and constantly handing me a little article saying, here, did you see this? This, you should put this on your show. Here, did you see this? Put this on your show. So that was about the extent of the amount of research I could do this week. On putting a show together, having spent so much time in the courtroom and so much time having a pleasant experience with San Diego's finest last Sunday at the San Diego Sports Arena. The only location where you can't go up to the ticket window to talk to patrons of the show. You can do that at Arrowhead Pond, and you can do it at the LA Sports Arena, but not in San Diego yet. But I think that the barbed wire that has been keeping the animal advocates off to the perimeter, I think that barbed wire is going to prove to be papier-mâché, and come tumbling down next year when we really address the constitutionality of it. But anyway, what a week this has been. It's not only Bush and Cheney that I think are evidence of the human form of mad cow. This past week, as I sat in the courtroom watching Julie Mescal's trial, this is the Orange County mother of two who has faced an amazing ordeal just for handing out flyers at the rodeo, just for handing out flyers about the cruelty to animals at the City of Industry Rodeo. And she has faced a jury trial and has been found guilty in an amazing miscarriage of justice. Well, you know, I was thinking this week, watching the Nazi cuter in the case, Joan Krostek, it seemed like she was evidencing signs of mad cow, too. Just her behavior in the courtroom, which I thought was confirmed when I was over at the food court across the street in the mall during the break in the courtroom action. And there was the Nazi cuter, Joan Krostek, eating McDonald's. She was eating at McDonald's. This is somebody who was entrusted with the public welfare, to represent the people, to speak on behalf of the people, And her brain power tells her to eat at McDonald's. Perhaps she has not heard about Mad Cow. Perhaps she hasn't listened to the show. If she would have, perhaps she'd actually be sympathetic to the animals in the rodeo, too, and actually respect the Constitution. So anyway, you have a Nazi cuter in the case who eats at McDonald's. Year 2004, you'd expect somebody like that to actually be aware. But perhaps her appetite for blood feeds her mean-spirited prosecutorial nature. I mean, I really am in a state of shock witnessing Julie Meskel's trial. That in West Covina, the West Covina courtroom of Judge Monica Bachner. I don't know. I mean, after having trials and tribulations myself as a victim of the criminalization of caring about animals in a society financially dependent on their exploitation, perhaps nothing should surprise me about what happens in a courtroom. After all, look at the Supreme Court. Look what it did in the year 2000. So should I be surprised what happens now? Although Kobe Siegenthaler, who saved Jews from Nazis during World War II, who also definitely sees the similarity between what happened with the Nazis then and factory farming now, the Holocaust that goes on with animals. Kobe Siegenthaler sat in this courtroom also and believes that this feels just like Nazi Germany. And it's really coming to that. What's unbelievable here is that the prosecutor, or the Nazi cuter, actually presented a motion to exclude the Constitution from the defense available to Mrs. Meskel, an Orange County mother of two, homeowner in Orange County, American citizen. So this was a totally un-American courtroom. This was an un-American courtroom. The Constitution was not in effect there. Yet wouldn't you think all of these people have sworn allegiance to the Constitution? And yet Judge Bachner, who I don't know, should be recalled or should retire, or I don't know. I just don't understand how a judge can make a decision to exclude the Constitution, to exclude somebody's civil liberties in her courtroom unilaterally that way, and especially when the crime with which Mrs. Meskel was charged allows for her exoneration based on the code, based on the Constitution. She was charged with trespassing, and the code, 602.1a, any person who intentionally interferes with any lawful business or occupation carried on by the owner or agent of a business establishment open to the public by obstructing or intimidating those attempting to carry on business or their customers, and who refuses to leave the premises of the business establishment after being requested to leave by the owner or the owner's agent or by a peace officer acting at the request of the owner or owner's agent, is guilty of a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment in a county jail for up to 90 days or by a fine of up to $400 or both, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so that's the crime of trespassing. But if you go to Section C, it says, this section shall not apply to any of the following persons. And then you go to number two, any person on the premises who is engaging in activities protected by the California Constitution or the United States Constitution. That was Mrs. Meskel's defense in this trial, and the judge would not allow it. Sieg Heil. It is Nazi Germany. When the courtroom doesn't have the Constitution, where can you find it, huh? I'm truly in a state of shock here. And the fact that this has gone on, the fact that the Nazi cuter, Joan Krawczyk, actually used the word terrorist in the trial of Mrs. Meskel, who was merely handing out flyers about the cruelty of the rodeo to children. Children who shouldn't have been at this event because their attendance, in a way, is a violation of the Humane Education Code of California. Perhaps Mrs. Meskel was trying to educate teachers and administrators that maybe they're open to a class action lawsuit by taking children to an event that is cruel to animals. But, you know, the Nazi cuter, Joan Krawczyk, probably thinks Mrs. Meskel should be serving 20 to life now at Guantanamo. You know, that those kids could have gotten a paper cut from the flyers that she handed out. How dangerous, huh? Very un-American courtroom here in the post-constitutional America. What can I say? Monica Bachmann actually banned the Constitution from her courtroom. Bill of Rights, irrelevant, just toilet paper in West Covina. And Julie Meskel is going to be sentenced this Tuesday. So I urge every true American who cares about the Constitution, if you care about animal liberation, great. If you care about fairness, a lot of people are drawn to the animal liberation movement because of justice and fairness. And this is so unfair. It's beyond belief. So she's to be sentenced on Tuesday, 8:30. So let's all be there. Why don't we show up at 8 o'clock in the morning and maybe we can have some signs, you know, bring back the Constitution. You know, this is not Nazi Germany. The Constitution belongs even in Monica Bachner's courtroom. I have her phone number, too, if you want to call her, 626-813-3240. I do intend to invite her to justify her decision to eliminate the Constitution from her courtroom, and especially in a case where the law itself provides for a constitutional remedy. So she couldn't even use that. Oh, and by the way, you know, when I read you the trespassing code there, all of that, the Nazi cuter kept arguing that this was a private event, all throughout the case. And then Julie is charged with trespassing 6021A, and in it, it says that this applies when the event is open to the public, But the Nazi cuter even omitted those words, open to the public, in this public lynching of Julie Meskel, in the Nazi cuter actually stretching the definition of what obstructing would be, of what resisting arrest would be. To the Nazi cuter, even if you're asking questions of a police officer approaching you, that sounded like resisting arrest. That's what she told the jury there. So this is so misleading. You know, I mean, it's just beyond belief. So I do suggest that that you get involved with this if you care about the Constitution, because, you know, here we are. I mean, we're back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR. I don't know. So there's no fairness here, and there must be an appeal. There must be a U.S. Constitution in the courtroom. I'm sorry. I'm in a state of shock today. You know, it's just something that I just wouldn't believe. I mean, the only other place besides Monica Bachner's West Covina courtroom that I can think of that's constitution-free is the San Diego Sports Arena, where, yes, I did get arrested last Sunday. Yeah, I got arrested there. Now, you may think that my arrest is some publicity stunt because I've been told...
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Yeah, well, that's not really the reason for it. I really want to be able to exercise my constitutional right to free speech. We got a lot of video from that event there, so... One of these days, we'll get around to showing it. Now, it's true that I wasn't attempting at a publicity stunt there, but I did happen to see myself on Fox News 6 that night. Camera zeroed in on the evidence. Ooh, I was another dangerous criminal like Mrs. Meskel. The camera zeroed in on Fox News 6. I had coloring books for children, and I had flyers that exposed circus cruelty. that the enslaved animals have to experience. Well, anyway, I would like to thank the San Diego Police Department for making my arrest a memorable experience, as squad car after squad car arrived with new faces and new reasons to discourage me from going on the property. First, I was warned that I would be trespassing. But how could that be? This is city-owned land. But the police officer said he thought it was privately owned land. Okay. Then along came another patrol car, and the police officer said, "Well, we have a court order preventing you. There's a court order here. You can't go on the property." And I said, "Wow, there'd be no way that it would apply to me, having no affiliation with anyone who may have been so ordered." So anyway, a delusional citizen's arrest had to be conspired, whereby I was charged with an amplified sound violation, which later an SDPD officer said to me, "Well, don't quote me. Here, let me cover up my name, my badge number." But he said that he would fight it because I was arrested under an amplified sound code that only applies to vehicles. So obviously there's a conspiracy here to deprive me of my constitutional rights. I tried to look up the code. In fact, I have my citation right here from the San Diego Police Department. But the writing on this is so vague. It's as vague as the charge, you know, that they've brought against me. I can't even read it. I don't know what the code is. I tried calling today. I called the San Diego Police Department. I said, you know, I just the writing didn't come through on here. I can't see the code number. And she said, "Well, you should know, you know, what you were charged with, you know, when the officer pulled you over." So I said, "Well, no, I wasn't pulled over. I went to protest the circus at the San Diego Sports Arena." And she said, "Okay, well, that's what you're charged with." So much for helpful information from them. But that saga will continue, no doubt. And, you know, I'll tell you about the developments. I have a court date in San Diego coming up in late September. And I believe that this will be the start of, again, the collapse of that imaginary barbed wire that keeps animal advocates off of the property there. You'll see when Ringling Brothers returns next year. So I want to thank Jill Fritz of San Diego Animal Advocates for her moral support out there. And you can go to animaladvocates.org. And David Agronoff, thank you. David Agronoff from Compassion for Farm Animals, who walked on the property with me to witness what was going on. And, oh, he handed me a card that day with a new website, a dairy website, which I need to go look at. But since I've just gathered up all my papers and brought them here today in a frantic week, the website is torturedcows.com. torturedcows.com. Dairy is torture, so it's a website I invite you to visit, and I'm going to visit it too when I get a free moment here. So I don't know what to tell you. Here we go. Oh, thanks, Bill Bork, for coming out and documenting a very interesting day. We got a lot of excitement on videotape there. You know, but luckily for me, I'll tell you, it's the dog days of summer. And to keep me sane, just about every year, somebody I know pops up needing somebody to house sit and watch his or her dogs while he or she goes on vacation. And right now, I'm in the middle of one of those opportunities that I enjoy so much, house sitting and, more importantly, dog sitting. Gosh, I forget just how much heaven it is to be around animals. What a true honor it is to serve them. Not like on the Twilight Zone, you know, that Twilight Zone episode when they had the book there, you know, to serve man, and they thought, oh, the aliens were here. They were here to you know, treat us well, help us, but it turned out to be a cookbook. Well, serving animals should not be a cookbook. It should be, you know, just what we do. I mean, those hugs and snuggles with the dogs are some of my most important moments right now, even more important than really fully preparing for a radio show this week and gathering information together. So I'm watching three dogs now, and that requires three times the loving time. So, you know, I've been off massaging a Rhodesian Ridgeback, Great Dane mix, and a pit bull who's the sweetest dog in the world. And, you know, when you're giving a tummy rub to a pit bull, you just you do kind of get a little sad about people who fight the dogs, make them fight, make them so violent, and find that to be entertaining too. When these dogs are all so loving, and they go wrong when it's, you know, I want to say when their guardian goes wrong, but it's hardly a guardian, huh? So Lucy, a golden retriever mix, and I'm reminded, you know, that the only place where you get unconditional love, besides from mom, is from dogs. You know, those wonderful animals, and you know, call me crazy, but I don't know. I you know, we keep coming up with economic problems, and what are the solutions? I say, you know, pay everybody to watch all the dogs who are being put to death, all the homeless dogs. We all love dogs and cats, and gosh, instead of buying, you know, devoting all of our economy to buying bombs and killing people and, you know, all that meat-eating behavior, you know, what about we pay Americans to give homes to dogs who need them? We all love these dogs. All of these dogs I'm watching were rescued off the street, about to be euthanized, moments from being euthanized. And so that would be my suggestion for the economy coming from a vegan. So anyway, the dogs haven't been treated so well in Greece either. And we're going to talk to Bill Dyer from In Defense of Animals coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. More about the Julie Meskel trial. I'm in a state of shock, you know, and, you know, I hope that maybe you'll be compelled and motivated to come out and at least your presence in the courtroom when she's sentenced in her unconstitutional trial, in her un-American trial, you know, in post-constitutional America, in, you know, the equivalent of a Nazi courtroom. Please come out on Tuesday at 8 a.m. Bring a sign if you can. Let's go into the courtroom and stand up for Julie Meskel, who all she was doing was exercising her right to free speech, but the Constitution doesn't count anymore, apparently. We'll be in West Covina, the West Covina Courthouse, 1427 West Covina Parkway. Take the 10 freeway, take it east, the San Bernardino Freeway, exit Pacific Avenue to save our Constitution. Who's going to stand up for the U.S. Constitution? I hope it is you. If we don't have that, what do we have? Is this still the U.S.? Or is it just the United States? Well, my trip to San Diego is costing me a fortune, just in videotape alone. And so, if you think these efforts to save the Constitution and save the animals are worthwhile, you can make a tax-deductible donation, which would be greatly appreciated. You make it payable to Go Vegan. You mail it to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. And if you need to call me, 818-623-6477. P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. Checks payable to Go Vegan. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Thanks for listening, and we will continue.
Going vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken-Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low-fat, low-sodium, cholesterol-free, chicken-free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5-ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try chicken-free chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
Well, that sounds like pollo libre pollo, huh? Pollo libre pollo. Like rice and chicken, huh? Arroz con pollo. Well, how about rice and chicken-free chicken? And make the rice from Lundberg Family Farms, the name you've known. Well, maybe you haven't known the name since the 1930s. Maybe you're not that old, but Lundberg Family Farms has been around since then, giving us wonderful rice varieties, organic varieties, growing rice in sustainable ways. And it is official in an San Francisco Chronicle article headline, Taster's Choice, local producer, creams rice milk competitors. New drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms comes in first. Light years ahead of all others in a blind taste test by five renowned Bay Area executive chefs, restaurant owners, food critics, and authors. Enriched organic drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms. First place, praise for being not overly sweet and for having a slight creaminess. It really is delicious. You have to check it out. Oh, second place was called watery. Third place, watery and boring. Fourth place was said to have a fake vanilla flavor. Others scored too low to rate. So now you can taste test the winner yourself. Drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms. The name you know well since the 1930s. The name for organic and specialty rice varieties and products. You know them for rice cakes and rice flour, rice syrup, entrees, rice pasta, and a lot more. It's Lundberg Family Farm.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
Yes, it certainly does. That's why we had a meat-free barbecue, a veggie-cue a few weeks ago in Venice, the Midsummer Dream of Peace veggie-cue. I hope you were in attendance and enjoyed it. And also in attendance there that day were the people from Earth Vegan Footwear. Did you see that snazzy footwear? Oh, the display there and the comfortable shoes that come from Earth Vegan. Yes, only Earth Vegan footwear features Calso negative heel technology designed by Danish yoga master Ann Calso. Earth Vegan promotes a natural way of walking. So natural that you feel like you're walking barefoot in the sand. Your head is straight, the shoulders roll back. Spine and pelvis align, breathing and balance improve, toes spread out and relax, and back pain disappears. It's a comfort system that can't be beat. Well, if you've known the reputation for years of Earth Shoes, and now you have vegan Earth Shoes from Earth Vegan, certified vegan, no animal products in their construction, certified by the Vegan Society of the UK. And just check out the styles. Go to the website. Go to earthvegan.us. www.earthvegan.us. The phone number, 877-746-3364. That's earthvegan.us.
Mommy, Daddy, no circus. It hurts animals.
And, you know, it has never been easier to live dairy-free. And People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals wants to help. You can visit PETA's website, milksucks.com, for information on what happens to old dairy cows, their babies who become veal calves, and your health. What you learn may surprise you. You'll also find a complete list of healthy, delicious alternatives to dairy and links to fabulous free recipes. See how easy it is to go vegan at milksucks.com.
Blending.
And I thank you for listening. Well, in the Los Angeles Times on August 15th, there was an article from Bill Dyer, who is with In Defense of Animals in Los Angeles, a great friend of the animals, quite active on their behalf. And this was about something going on in Greece, underreported protests and issues. And so let's talk to Bill Dyer a little bit about what his letter was about. Hi, Bill Dyer. Welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Terrific.
Well, I hate to ask.
What's that?
I hate to ask how you're doing. I can tell. You've had quite a time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been an interesting week. Arrested last Sunday and seeing the Constitution just thrown into a shredding machine this week. But, you know, so what can we do but fight on?
Exactly.
Yes, yes, yes. So, well,
my letter to the Times was about the Greek government authorizing the killing of thousands of cats and dogs prior to the opening of the Olympics in an effort to so-called clean up Greece before the tourists arrived. And it has been underreported. There's been demonstrations at the Greek embassy, the consulate in New York, and in Athens itself, and asking people to stay away from the games because of this killing of stray cats and dogs. They mix the poison with meat in these sort of poison meatballs that they call FOLA, F-O-L-A, poison ball is what it stands for in Greek, in Greece. And it looks like the boycotts worked anyway. I don't know if the animal issue had anything to do with it, but the games are not so, you know, they're not doing well.
I know. I saw a front page of the LA Times this week. It showed like one person in the stands and a picture saying attendance is very poor.
Yeah,
and why not take credit for it if you've been saying a boycott because of what was happening to the dogs and cats in the street there? How awful that they're just poisoning the animals, putting poison into meat, and putting it out in the street.
The garbage collectors to throw out the meatballs like at 3 in the morning in different areas, and then they go back around 5 in the morning and pick up the dead bodies.
Wow. So do we know how many animals have been so exterminated?
Just thousands. Thousands and thousands. Cats and dogs everywhere. They have a terrible overpopulation problem there, as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not limited to Greece. I know that in Israel, that's a way of curbing a pet overpopulation. They put strychnine on the streets. There. Not in Tel Aviv, but in other cities.
Mm.
So it's a practice that they use.
Okay. Was there any official response to...
Well, the Greek government denies it, of course, but and there was a recent demonstration in New York at the consulate there, and the representatives were invited up to meet with the consulate general, and they were able to give them a letter to the president and so forth. So at least, you know, they've been listening, but I think most of the killing is over now that the games have started, but before... Before the opening, they were killing many animals there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not limited. You know, we've been working down at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center. They have a population of about 50 feral cats, and we're working with the administration with the caregivers there to do the proper thing about, you know, trapping them and getting them fixed and putting them back out. And it's been a very good program, but in the last month, five cats have been found dead that somebody's killing down there.
Giving them Greek food?
No, FOLA, no. That we feel that they have been poisoned. The last one that they did do a necropsy on, it had been shot twice. It had been killed by a gun.
Hmm.
And we've been offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to that person who might be doing it. It hasn't been occurring now since our press conference of about 3 weeks ago. But we have a tip line. If anybody has any tips on it, it's 310-222-3308. If they have any tips as to who might be doing this, I hope it's over, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. You know? And the message is to spay and neuter and not buy from pet stores and breeders.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Anything else within defense of animals that you would like to highlight today?
Last week, Chris DeRose of Last Chance for Animals and I met with the zoo director, John Lewis, at the Los Angeles Zoo, in a plea to get Ruby out of the Knoxville Zoo and to relocate her at the Elephant Sanctuary, which is only 4 hours away from where she is now. The plan, however, I think, is going to be to move her back here to the LA Zoo that has no plans for her. We asked Mr. Lewis, the zoo director, if he had any plans for his elephants there, including Ruby, and he said, no, we don't know what our plans are. And it's a 50-hour trip back here from Knoxville, and it's only 4 hours to the Elephant Sanctuary. She's got 2,700 acres there at the Elephant Sanctuary where she can wander, as animals do. They normally, in the wild, they walk about 30 miles a day. They're going to bring her back here to a terrible exhibit where, you know, it's very uninteresting and boring for them, and the dirt is packed so hard it might as well be cement.
I thought it was. You know, they had. I attended one of the protest meetings at the zoo when we were all looking at the case with Ruby, and then I decided to walk up to the elephant exhibit, and I thought, you know, at the time we wanted Ruby to stay here, and I thought, ooh, what do we want her to stay here for?
I mean,
it looked like there was a little concrete patch with one big tire there that was supposed to be her toy.
You know, it's amazing because Chris and I walked up to see Billy, which is another sad situation with another elephant called Billy. And you walk through all that, and it's so lush. There's so much vegetation everywhere, but not in the exhibit itself. There's not a blade of grass in there.
Isn't it? That's amazing.
And there's no shade for Billy. And, you know, he's a very sad animal. He's there by himself, and he's just weaving. And it's terrible. So anyway, they planned, the Mayor Hahn said, oh, let's bring Ruby back so she can be with Gita and blah, blah, blah. Isn't this a wonderful end to the story? Well, it isn't. Because I think privately, I personally think that they really don't want Ruby. And after the photo op with Mayor Hahn and Mr. Lewis, when Ruby does come back here after the summer's over, she'll be shipped off to another zoo. I said to him, why can't we retire her? I mean, she's been serving the public for 40 years, and she was in a circus, and she's been in zoos, and she's had a terrible life. And well, he doesn't believe that animals should be retired. He believes they still can be useful to the zoo's ends, whatever that is.
Hmm.
I think essentially, when you get down to it, the zoo mentality and those who care about animals is very wide, because I don't think fundamentally that they really believe that the animals have emotions and feelings to the degree that we believe that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what separates us. And today I bought him the book,
When
Elephants Weep. And I mailed it to him, and I just inscribed, I just said, this is why. You know, I'm just trying to educate Mr. Lewis. He seems to be a nice man. We had a cordial meeting for an hour and 15 mm-hmm. minutes, but there's a wide gulf between us. It really is, and I would like to work with him and do the best. You know that the Detroit Zoo and the San Francisco Zoo have given up their elephant exhibit.
Wow.
Zoos are not capable of providing the proper habitat for the large mammals that elephants are.
Right, who stay with their families for life, right? The females stay with other
females. They took Ruby's son away from her when he was like 4 years old, and he died mysteriously before he was 10. That was when she was with, before she got to the circus, she was with that thing. What was that thing called down in Orange County? I forget. Mm-hmm. Right now, she was on exhibit there. But she's had a terrible life, Ruby, and it's time to free her and let her be. You know, there's African elephants that she could make friends with. I think those people who feel that she should be reunited with Gita, their heart's in the right place. But I think if they knew all of the whole particulars involving Ruby, I think they would say, well, the elephant sanctuary is the best place for her.
Right. So
she's got arthritis, mm-hmm. and you know that they get joint disease from walking on these hard pavements all the time, and it's the biggest killer of elephants,
mm-hmm.
joint disease.
Right, elephants who would roam 30 miles in a day, but
yeah, they were looking for food, maybe, or whatever. But that's the exercise they get. They can't hear, and they're building a new elephant exhibit at the LA Zoo. I don't know if they'll ever get it finished. It's 2 years away, but meanwhile, I don't know where they're going to be. In some small exhibit over there.
Are you asking the public for support in having Ruby go to the elephant sanctuary?
Yes, well, they've been getting emails. It's been on the internet, and people are emailing the mayor and emailing Mr. Lewis. He's saying that he's getting emails now that Ruby go to the elephant sanctuary and let Gita go to the elephant sanctuary.
Well, that would be good too, wouldn't it?
It would be a nice thing.
Yeah. Let them be reunited in a more natural habitat.
That's right. 2,700 acres of grass and dirt and trees and.
Oh, I vote for that. Although I know it'll be counted for George Bush, I still vote for that. I know how.
I think she's going to go to another zoo. I really do. I think that's what they're ultimately going to do.
Okay.
You know?
Well, we need to keep our eyes on this and get involved and contact Mayor Hahn and make something happen here. So we probably have another minute or so, just in case I've forgotten anything.
We're having our second annual Guardian Awards. I should give that a plug at the Beverly Hilton Hotel on October 30th. We're going to be honoring a lot of wonderful people. You're talking about elephants. We're going to be honoring Pat Derby of PAWS.
Right.
Ron Kagan, who is
that's
the director of the
Performing Animal Welfare Society, PAWS.
That's right. There's two different ones, right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Ron Kagan, who is the zoo director of the Detroit Zoo, who gave up the elephant exhibit there because he realized that they can't provide for the welfare of elephants, and he said so. And another person involved with elephants called Cynthia Moss. James LeBeck and Jenny Stein, who make wonderful, wonderful films. You've probably seen Witness.
We just screened Peaceable Kingdom a few weeks ago.
They did. They're going to be honored. Mm-hmm. Ellen DeGeneres and some other people. It's going to be a wonderful evening at the Beverly Hilton, October 30th. Can I give a phone number to call for tickets?
Please do.
1-800-338-4451. 1-800-338-4451. We're going to have a vegan dinner and all that stuff. It's going to be wonderful. We'll have a lot of celebrities there, too.
Excellent. Okay. Well, Bill Dyer.
Kim Basinger is going to be there and Pierce Brosnan.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. You said who was going to be there?
Kim Basinger is going to present to Pat Derby. Kim Basinger is a great supporter of Pat. Pierce Brosnan, Dr. Jane Goodall, Peter Falk, Gretchen Weiler, Dr. Channing.
Whoa.
A lot of good people.
Ah, the stars are coming out for In Defense of Animals. People can visit the website, IDAUSA.org, IDAUSA.org. Bill Dyer, thank you so much for your commitment to animals. You do so much for their welfare and concerns with In Defense of Animals. And another hero on the show.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Every week, that's a parade of heroes here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. We'll talk again.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and I believe that we should probably get into the calendar. I do want to talk a little more about the horrendous miscarriage of justice that is the Julie Meskel case. Julie Meskel, Orange County, mother of two, homeowner, found guilty, guilty, guilty. 3 out of 4 counts. The crime? She was handing out flyers. Ooh. Rodeos are cruel to animals. Can't get the truth out here in post-constitutional America. All right, let's look at some events going on around town. Although, you know, what I'm recommending is, first of all, coming up this Tuesday, Julie Meskel is sentenced. I can't believe this. This is so bizarre. Sentenced in an unconstitutional, un-American court. Okay, that's this coming Tuesday. I would be there at 8 in the morning. I'll probably bring a sign. I don't know if you're allowed to protest in post-constitutional America near this Nazi courtroom, but I'll be there with a sign. Okay, so that is Tuesday, West Covina Courthouse, 1427 West Covina Parkway, 8 a.m., as Julie Meskel gets sentenced in a great miscarriage of justice. If you want to call Judge Monica Bochner and ask her how she could exclude the Constitution from her courtroom, what gives her that right to take away everybody else's rights? That phone number, 626-813-3240. That's Division 7, 626-813-3240. See you there Tuesday at 8 a.m., 1427 West Covina Parkway. Take the 10 San Bernardino Freeway East and exit Pacific. See you there as we attempt to preserve the Constitution in spite of the Nazi cuter. Okay, so also coming up in the Los Angeles area, the latest breakthrough information towards the prevention and control of cancer and other diseases through nutrition, tests, and non-toxic alternative therapies will be highlighted at the 32nd Annual Cancer Convention over the Labor Day weekend, that's September 4th, 5th, and 6th, at the Sheraton Universal Hotel located in Universal City, Hollywood. Sponsored by the Cancer Control Society, this public three-day event will feature over 50 speakers, 5 movies, and 80 exhibits. Some of the well-known speakers will be Earl Mindell. And, you know, we talk about goji juice on this show, and Earl Mindell is a great supporter of goji juice. He's going to be talking about antioxidants and cancer, and goji juice is just jam-packed with antioxidants. I recommend you go to the website regarding goji juice, govegan.freelife.com, govegan.freelife.com. Let's see here. So, Cancer Control Society for that phone number for the event. That's 323-663-7801. 323-663-7801 for program and doctor referrals. Also with Earl Mindell, you'll see Patrick like Patrick Quillen and Ralph Moss. And just, the subject matter is quite fascinating when it comes to cancer control, cancer, the mineral connection, and Chinese herbs and treatment, and all sorts of what about medical x-rays, what about nuclear radiation, the silent killers, nutritional support during conventional cancer treatments, all of that and lots more. So check it out. Also, check out if you'd like to get involved with a community awareness campaign about animals. Do it. Get it registered. Go to saveaheartbeat.com. Saveaheartbeat.com. You could win $5,000. And let saveaheartbeat.com know that you're doing it because of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Perhaps if we motivate the most people to participate with coming up with community awareness campaigns about animals, then this show gets $500, which I desperately need to pay for airtime. Airtime is not free. Free speech is not free. The airways are not free. Actually, time is quite expensive, and I would appreciate a tax-deductible donation if you can afford to send one and make it payable to Go Vegan, P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. The Walk for Farm Animals is coming up, a benefit for a farm sanctuary. It is on October 2nd as we celebrate World Farm Animal Day, Gandhi's birthday, all at that same time. And you can go to it's in Venice Beach, by the way, October 2nd. Go to the website, walkforfarmanimals.org, walkforfarmanimals.org. You can also call 949-370-8484, 949-370-8484. If you're involved with an animal rights organization or vegetarian group, you're having an event, you have to do flyers, make sure you contact Shalom Printing. You'll get an extra special discount because of the good work that you do. Shalom Printing at AOL.com. And Shalom Printing is on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, just east of the 405 at Noble. For the latest on events and demonstrations and boycotts and court support, call the Southern California Animal Rights Hotline, 310-572-6443. 310-572-6443. Again, I invite you this Tuesday, 8 a.m., the West Covina Courthouse, 1427 West Covina Parkway, as Julie Meskel gets sentenced for a crime. Well, it's really a crime of the Nazicution, the prosecutor, Joan Krostek, who had the Constitution banned from the courtroom and then was deceptive in what the laws were in her presentation to the jury. It's beyond belief. You have to check it out. Come out and join us. We're here to save the Constitution. Okay, let's quickly go to our break, and then we'll talk about... will that work? Yeah, okay. We will go to our break on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, continue to talk with, I believe... Lucy Shelton is on the line. I'm going to talk a little further about the Julie Meskel case from her perspective. I am just seething. My blood is boiling. Perhaps I'm rambling and not making any sense, and maybe Lucy will. So let us see. I'm always talking about how delicious Veganaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veganaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veganaise? Or a tofu burger with Veganaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veganaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veganaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194 in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veginase, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. Okay. Oh, by the way, Leo, maybe we'll go to that Carl Lewis after I talk about Vegetable Delight. Okay. And I do want to talk about Vegetable Delight, one of the best Chinese restaurants in the free world. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, in post-constitutional America. It used to be the best restaurant in the free world. Now it's the best restaurant in post-constitutional America. Vegetable Delight Restaurant, 17823 Chatsworth Street, Granada Hills, California. You know, over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of vegetarian cooking and the replication of textures and flavors of meat so that you can experience all of the enjoyment with, you sacrifice nothing and you sacrifice no one. More importantly, no one gets hurt in the production of the food at Vegetable Delight Restaurant, which has 150 menu items. If you're still addicted to beef or addicted to chicken or to seafood, well, head on over to Vegetable Delight, break that addiction, start a new addiction, a good addiction, a vegetarian addiction, the one that will ultimately prove to be the healthiest for you. And weekday lunch specials are there, reasonably priced, and you're invited especially on weekends. And book your special events and parties. If you have a group outing, you'll want to do it. You'll want to get together at Vegetable Delight. The food is great. They use soy and mushrooms and taro roots and great veggies, and you will certainly enjoy it. Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street in Granada Hills. You know, we've been talking about the Olympics being on and Carl Lewis, a 9-time.
Bob, I hate to interrupt, but you know, they're updating that right now.
They're updating it right now?
As we speak, yeah.
Oh, so we can't go to that? Okay. We were going to have an interview with Carl Lewis, who is a supporter of Himalayan goji juice. Carl Lewis, a vegan, 9-time Olympic gold medal winner. And he drinks goji juice himself, and I think that you should find out about it. This is something that's known over the centuries in Asia for longevity, for fighting disease, for treating disease, and you can find out all about it at www.govegan.freelife.com. govegan.freelife.com. No products by Free Life are tested on animals. They're cruelty-free. And the goji juice is the miracle. You know, the world's number one nutritionist, Dr. Earl Mindell, is saying that it's one of the most powerful anti-aging foods ever discovered. The Himalayan goji berry, one of the most nutritionally dense foods in the world. It's truly unbelievable. See what it does for you. See how it can increase your energy and strength and make you feel and look younger and healthier and just all the good things that it does for you. And you do have a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can drink goji juice for 3 months. If you're not satisfied, get a full money back. Get your money back. All your money comes back to you, but you won't want to do it. You'll probably just want to order more goji juice. So go to www.govegan.freelife.com. Okay, we are continuing on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. A day of mourning as we mourn the U.S., the United States Constitution, as it died in a courtroom in West Covina. I would like to welcome Lucy Shelton to the show. Lucy is a longtime animal advocate in Southern California who is... I spent a lot of time looking at the rodeo that takes place at the City of Industry, and I think just as outraged as I am on the Julie Mescal case. Hello, Lucy. How are you?
I'm very upset, Bob, actually, and I apologize for the background noise. I'm calling it I'm at work right now.
Okay, no problem with
that.
No, no problem. We don't even hear it. It was we had loud music on, and we hear you perfectly fine. We have maybe 5-6 minutes to talk to you now about. Well, you're as upset as I am. So.
I'm extremely upset. I was sitting in the courtroom listening to the verdict, and the juror is being polled, shaking my head, just unbelievable. We had about 12 supporters there for Julie. And there's an article in the San Gabriel Valley Tribune today, and it says some of the things that the DA was saying. She said that this is a public safety issue. Can you believe that?
No. Well, I didn't believe anything the DA said. And the DA had the gall to keep calling Julie Mescal a liar, a liar, a liar. And I don't believe a word the DA said. So
yeah,
who's the liar?
Yeah, well, Julie certainly wasn't lying. I mean, it said that Mescal interfered with a private event for school children, and there was there to cause a disruption. She was not there to cause a disruption. She was there to educate the kids and the teachers. And the DA, in the paper, it says the DA said her rights don't trump on other people's rights. She didn't trump on other people's rights. It also said in the paper that her attorney, William Daly,
This is Julie Mescal's attorney.
Right. Uh-huh. Sorry. I'm just very upset.
Oh, I'm as upset as you are. If I listen back to this show, I'm going to say it. This is the most rambling show I've ever had, just because of I'm just, you know, in a state of shock.
Yeah. The paper article says that William Daly, Mescal's defense attorney, said the prosecution presented no evidence showing she interfered with the rodeo or whether the business was operating lawfully. The rodeo hadn't started when Julie was passing out information, it goes on to say. She did not prevent people from seeing the show or getting to their seats, you know, and she did not resist arrest.
No.
Here's the thing. She had a right to talk with the deputies when they approached her.
That's not resisting arrest.
Exactly.
But that's what the Nazi cuter...
I've been there before. This has happened to me, and I say, well, you know, wait a minute here. But she didn't have that opportunity, it seems.
It seems like the I'll call her prosecutor now. The prosecutor seemed to say that even questioning a deputy as he or she would approach was resisting arrest. She had broad definitions for obstructing and resisting arrest. She had broad, if anything was unlawful here, the true law was never presented to the jury, which they were considering, you know, in the case to convict her.
I don't understand how that happened. I really, it's beyond me how that happened.
It's beyond me too. We're both speechless. Here, we have a radio show. We have time to reach people, and neither we're both speechless.
Okay, let's not lose sight of the fact why she was there, because there are three other issues that I can see. She was there to educate the kids. There is cruelty to animals in the rodeo. That's issue number one. She was there to educate the kids and the teachers.
And the teachers and administrators need to be educated that they're in violation of humane education codes by bringing students to a show that hurts animals.
Exactly, and that's the other point I was getting to. The two codes, teaching kindness to pets, humane treatment, and the other one about humane treatment of animals in schools and school-sponsored activities. I don't know if your listeners would like to know what those codes are.
Tell us.
It's code 233.5 and 51540. And I've been trying to, you know, I met with the school board, the Hacienda La Puente Unified School District.
We have about a minute and a half.
Okay, they invite all the other school districts to the rodeo. And I'm trying to stop this, and we need a lot of people to stop
How can people join you in the effort to ban school children from going on taxpayer money and being bused to an animal cruelty show? How can they join you in the effort to fight it?
You know, I'm not prepared to give it a number or anything right now, but I can do so at your next show.
Okay. I will be glad to announce that next week, and hopefully people will join us this Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock at the West Covina Courthouse, 1427 West Covina Parkway. Let's stand up for Julie Meskel's right to free speech, and if you care about animals, if you care about the Constitution, please be there. It's this Tuesday morning, 1427 West Covina Parkway. Take the 10 Freeway East, the San Bernardino Freeway, exit Pacific, and join us at the courthouse. Bring signs. If you don't have signs, bring yourself. Bring your pro-American Constitution-supporting self. Thanks for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.